us sailing toward home.
Oh, it's in here. Praise God for the words.
So we're going to try to do that.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you know, getting old, somehow or another, your mind don't remember all the words. So I'm always scared to get up and sing without a backup of words. So we do have it in our book, so we will try to sing it. Praise the Lord. We are all sailing towards home. We talked about that the other night, I think. Just hallelujah. Thanks. Towards the old ship of Zion. Stay in the ship.
I stood upon the sandy banks, looking out across the ocean. I watched the ships come sailing in to rest beside the shore. Friends of mine aboard her
were
standing there to greet me. It made me long for heaven, where friends would part no more. And I'm sailing toward home, aboard the old ship of Zion.
I
see the lights upon the banks across the mystic fog. Angels guard my vessel till I safely reach the harbor. Oh, Captain, guide my ship till I get home. Mama, sail the ship of life and knew each storm I'd weather. She told me about the lighthouse that would chart my destiny. And the misty veil has lifted, now I can clearly see the harbor. And Mama standing on me. And I'm sailing toward home, aboard the old ship of Zion. See the lights upon the banks, across the mystic fog. Angels guide my vessel till I safely reach the harbor. Oh, Captain, guide my ship till I get home. I stood upon the sandy banks, looking out across the ocean. I watched the ships come safely in to rest beside the shore. Friends of mine aboard her were safely in the harbor.
And it
made me long for heaven, where friends would part no more. And I'm sailing toward home, for the old ship of Zion. I see the lights upon the banks, across the mystic foam. Angels guide my vessel till I safely reach the harbor. Oh, Captain, guide my ship till I get home. And I'm sailing toward home, toward the old ship of Zion. I see the lights upon the banks, across the mystic fog. Oh, angels guide my vessel the harbor. Oh, Captain, guide my ship till I get home.
Truly, this morning, that is exactly what we want. We want our ship to go sailing right on and slide right on in the harbor of safety. I was thinking as Brother Taylor was teaching Sunday school and about David, the patriarch of old, and I was thinking about how I'd been reading how the Lord each one of the tribe of Israel, he gave them an inheritance of the land. And I thought, Lord, you gave them an inheritance of the land. You always make a way for your children. And they had many obstacles to overcome. Many obstacles to overcome. But they had the land. The Lord gave it to them. And I'm so thankful that that's the way we have in this life. We have obstacles every day to overcome. But one day, if we stay true and faithful to Him, our inheritance is eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love the Lord. I'm so thankful, as I've already said. I'm just really, really enjoyed the revival. I've enjoyed the Holy Ghost visiting us so much. It just seems like everybody's kind of so hungry for the moving of the Spirit.
Yes.
And that's such a blessing. It's just really revived me. I don't know if it has anybody else, but it has me. And I can go away from this revival shouting the victory. And I think, Lord, I still want this victory this time next week, you know, and the next week and the next week, because I love it. I can hardly wait. Till when I get to heaven, that's all I got to do is worship the Lord. Because when I leave a Holy Ghost service, I'm like, oh, got to go back to the world. Got to, I mean, you know, not the world, but got to go back out there and do all the regular things you have to do, you know. But, oh, when I get in the presence of the Lord and feel His power, that's where I want to stay. I really want to stay there. And anyway, as I was thinking about what to sing today, I don't know what he was thinking about to sing, but Sister Margie wanted that one, and it is a beautiful song. And I every time I get to that about Mama Sales, I thought, Lord, you know what? All of our precious mothers that have taught all of us, she told us what to expect. Your mother, my mother, Sister Settle, I know y'all's mother. I know if it wasn't for us godly mothers, where would our children be? Where would our children be? I know you fathers are very important too, but mothers are very important to guide their children, and I'm so thankful that mine guided me. When we used to be out on the field and evangelizing, I have a song that I love to sing the last night of every revival. And I was just sitting there thinking about it today. I thought, oh, well, it's probably not in the book, and I don't want to try to sing it without the words. But this is my heart's desire when I go to a church and we've held a revival. I want to leave there thinking that that won't be the last time I'll see them. I want to stroll all over heaven with you. I want to sing that to y'all today because that's my desire. Is if we never meet again here on this earth, I want to stroll all over heaven with you. I want to have that assurance that everyone under the sound of our voice makes it to the glory world. That's what we're for, to help people press on and get in and have a determination to make it there. And I want to sing this, and then if he allows me, I have one other song on my heart. I'm not usually like this. You can ask them. I usually don't even want to get up and sing. I don't know what's come over me, but I know it's the Lord, and I love it. All right, so we're going to sing this one and listen to the words of it. Hallelujah.
If I survey all the good things that come to me from above, if I could count all the blessings from His storehouse of love, I simply ask for the favor of Him beyond mortal end. I'm sure He'd grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day when all the troubles and heartaches are truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans to go. Some morning of rapture together we will be. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some good day,
when all the
troubles and heartaches are truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. We'll renew old acquaintance with the friends we once knew. Then we'll meet all our loved ones and meet Jesus too. That will be a glad reunion, and there will be much to view while I stroll over heaven with you. I'm on the stroll over heaven with you some glad day. Troubles and heartaches are truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I'm on a stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all the troubles and heartaches are truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. Praise the Lord.
Can we sing one more?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What are you going to sing?
This song, I was going through the song book, and I was thinking, what song back years ago, we can finish this up, Brother Taylor, Homecoming. I was thinking, what song meant so much to me when I was a real young Christian? And I saw the title of this, and I thought, this is it. This is it. And all of us know it, so let's all of us sing it. We've all sung it down through the ages of time. And it's because of this. This right here. This good book.
Yes.
That any of us are saved and know about Jesus.
That's right.
And so we're going to sing that old, old song. Yeah. I'm using my Bible. For roadmap. We started out with that, and we're going to end with that.
That's
His
right.
word will never pass away. And we got to get it right down in this heart of ours, and we'll make it.
Hallelujah.
So if we continue to use our Bible for a roadmap, we will stroll all over the streets of glory with all of y'all some sweet day. Okay, sorry, Georgia.
That don't sound right.
I don't know what the others are. I just sang.
I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. The Ten Commandments, they tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are the road signs, and Jesus will take me safely through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap.
Children of Israel,
destruction. For God was there to see them through. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. Ten commandments, they tell me what to do. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap.
My land is heaven. Children of God, is to make heaven some sweet day. And there's one more thing I gotta say before I leave. I don't think I would feel right going up that road not giving honor to honor is due. The Bible tells us to do that. And I want to say I honor Brother and Sister Taylor for the way they have listened to God and obeyed God and stood firm all these years. And I appreciate them more than they know. And one time your pastor came to preach for us when we hadn't been in Maryland very long, and he came to preach for us. And I remember what he preached. And I said, oh, Lord, it's the truth, it's the truth. He preached on tears. And we don't see enough tears anymore like we used to, crying out for the souls of men. Brother Taylor, that message always stuck with me, always has. We need tears. We need to wet these altars with tears for joy, sorrow, hope. Tears are a language that God understands.
Yes, they are.
And I want y'all to know that Brother Taylor has encouraged us in the Lord. And your pastor's wife, we receive many calls doing all of this ordeal with my husband. Many prayers have went up for him. But your pastor's wife's phone call to me meant more than she'll ever know. She just didn't say, we're praying for you. And that's what we need it. We needed prayers. But your pastor's wife said, if there's anything. And she began to name things. If you need us, we're here for you. And that just thrilled my heart, carried me so many times, Sister Sylvia. I thought, oh, if I need anything, I can call Sister Taylor. And she is going to help me through it. God is so good. He knows exactly how to lead and guide your life if you will just listen to him. And that day, that phone call, I didn't get back with her for a while. But that phone call stayed in my heart. So y'all got a precious pastor and his wife. Love them. Appreciate them. Take care of them. And I want to say thank you, church, for having us. Thank you, Brother and Sister Taylor. We love you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're thankful for the Taylors. Amen. They've been such a blessing to us.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I'm in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. Second chapter of the book of Ephesians. Let's begin reading in verse 8. Verse 8, chapter 2, Ephesians. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise,
having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Let's just finish reading. And came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them which were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Even therefore, now therefore, ye are no more strangers nor foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom also, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Father, bless the word of the Lord today. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Help us, God, to remember. Help us to never forget, God, your unchanging God of word and law and truth. Oh, God, bless the word of the Lord, I pray. In Jesus' lovely name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wherefore, remember. Verse 11. Wherefore, remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, you are called uncircumcision, but that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Apostle Paul knew a whole lot about circumcision and uncircumcision, didn't he? Amen. And he said, neither one of them amounts to a hill of beans. Amen. That's what he said. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Amen. By grace ye are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. Amen. It is the gift of God. Amen. Eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Praise God. I'm so glad, amen, tonight for the grace of God, amen, that bringeth salvation. Praise God, that hath appeared unto all men. Praise God. If you go to hell, you'll go there as an intruder. God never intended for you to go to hell. Amen. God intended you for you, amen, to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that wherefore remember. There's some things that we need to remember. Amen. There's some things that we need to forget. Amen. But there's some things that we need to remember. We need to remember that God's grace is abundant. Amen. And full and free. Amen. It don't cost a dime. Amen. The grace of God that bringeth salvation don't cost anything. Amen. Except your repentant heart. Amen. You can't get saved unless you repent. Amen. So we must repent of our sins, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and confess our unworthiness and our, amen, our lost condition. Over here it says, amen, it says, praise the Lord, that at that time you were without Christ, amen, being aliens, foreigners, amen, from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Amen. That's where we was. Amen. We were without hope and without God in the world. Praise the Lord. We were lost. I said we were lost. Amen. And, you know, the scripture makes it very plain. Amen. That we were dead in trespasses and sins. We walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Amen. But God, through His mercy, through His love, amen, He loved us. Praise God. He died for us. Amen. Jesus, amen, said to Peter, Peter said, Lord, amen, though I die with thee, I will not deny thee. Jesus said, Peter, before the cock shall crow, thou shalt deny me three times. Amen. And Peter, the third time that the cock crowed, amen, Peter remembered, amen, the Lord, amen, and his warning him concerning amen. The flesh indeed is weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. And the Bible tells us that Peter went out and wept bitterly. Amen. When he was reminded by the Lord, by the cock crowing, amen, that he had denied his Lord. Amen. I can't imagine what that felt like, you know, denying the Lord. Amen. But the Bible said he denied him three times. Amen. And the cock crow. Amen. And Jesus reminded Peter, amen, that he would deny him. Amen. The Bible tells us we were without God. We were without hope. Amen. In this world. Amen. But God, through his mercy and his love and his kindness, amen, he dealt with our heart when we were lost and wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Amen. God dealt with our heart. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that he might reconcile both to God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Amen. And so, amen, the cross brought us together. Amen. The Jew and the Gentile and the Greek and the bond and the free. Amen. They were all brought together. Amen. By his cross. Amen. His cross brought us together. Praise God. And reconciled us and our God. Amen. If you want to, amen, if you want to feel the freedom that God can give, amen, God can give you freedom tonight. Amen. Through the blood of his cross. Praise God. The Bible says, amen, that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which believe, it is the power of God. Amen. The cross will bring us victory. The cross will bring us power with God. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that Jesus saved men not according to their will, amen, but according to his own will, he saved us. Praise the Lord. He delivered us. He transformed us. Amen. He did a work of righteousness in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. Because of the cross. Praise God. Amen. The Bible here tells us, amen, that it's not by works, lest any man should boast. Amen. The two men went up together at the hour of prayer, the Bible said. Amen. And the one said, I thank thee, O Lord, that I'm not like this man. I'm not an adulterer, a fornicator, a liar, a thief. Amen. Amen. Or I'm not like this other man here. Amen. The Bible said that other man, amen, the Pharisee, amen, and the publican. The publican didn't so much as even lift up his head toward heaven, amen, but bowed his head to the ground and said, God, forgive me, a sinner. And the Bible said that he went down to his house more justified than the other man, amen, because he confessed that he was a sinner. Praise the Lord. And we're all sinners. We're all, amen, have sinned and come short of the glory of God, amen, but God in his mercy. Praise God. Amen. God in his mercy and in his love and his compassion. Amen. Stretched forth his hands. Amen. Nail-pierced hands. Amen. When he appeared unto his disciples, they didn't believe it was first the Lord. They thought it was a spirit. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus, amen, showed him his hands. Amen. His hands were nail-pierced hands. Amen. His side was riven. His feet was, amen, riven. Amen. He died, amen, for every one of us. He died for us, didn't he? Amen. Amen. He went to Calvary for us. He took our place. We should have been nailed there. I said we should have been nailed there. Amen. We should have died. Amen. But instead, he died for us. Amen. Jesus said, Peter, put up your sword in its sheath again. All they that live by the sword will die by the sword. Amen. But he said, amen. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. He said, amen, that he died there for each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. By grace you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Amen. Eternal life. Eternal life. Praise the Lord. Not by works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Praise the Lord. When men, amen, are out here in the world, praise God, they're walking according to their own lust. Amen. And sin. Amen. But Jesus, amen, said that we can live above sin. Praise God. We can live above sin. Praise God. All we've got to do is live for God and walk for God. Amen. And Jesus will, amen, be our comforter, and the Lord will be our strength. Amen. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and the good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. God is the one, amen, that gives us strength, amen, to live for him and walk for him. Amen. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Praise the Lord. Amen. Which God before hath ordained that we should walk in them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus, amen, is our peace. And now in Christ Jesus, sometimes you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We who were afar off, we who were strangers and pilgrims, amen, in this world, amen, the Lord has made us, amen, to be, praise the Lord, amen, amen. The Lord has made us to be, praise the Lord, amen. amen, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens, commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in this world. Amen. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace who hath, amen, made both one. Amen. And hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus, amen, broke that middle wall of partition down. Amen. And gave us, amen, hope beyond this veil of tears. Hope beyond, amen, what anything in this world could, amen, come up with. For through him we both have access by one Spirit into the Father. Amen. Now therefore you are no more strangers nor foreigners nor fellow citizens. Amen. But fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. That, amen. For the faith of God. Amen. God gives us faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're nothing without him. Amen. But in Christ Jesus, we can do all things. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth us. Praise God. Amen. For God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Amen. I heard the story one time about a young man that was in a game of some kind. Amen. And during that game, amen, he got angry with the man that he was playing with and shot him and killed him. Amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so anyway, praise the Lord. Amen. That man went to prison. Praise the Lord. Amen. And suffered for what he had done. Amen. But Jesus, praise the Lord, can take away the pain and the suffering from us. Amen. I heard of a story one time about a young man, amen, that was convicted, amen, of murder. Praise the Lord. Amen. And there was a judge that came by. Praise the Lord. I got my stories mixed up. Amen. There was a boy that was drowning. Amen. And he somebody came by and rescued him. Amen. And the story goes that during the rescue, amen, the boy was saved. And years later, he met that judge. Amen. He had committed a crime. And he stood before the judge, and the judge looked at him. Amen. And the boy said, "Judge, you don't remember me, but I'm the man that you saved." Amen. And the judge said, "Yes, I remember." Amen. He said, "But then," he said, "I was your Savior, but now I'm your judge." Praise the Lord. Amen. There's that other story. I forget how it goes. But anyway, amen. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Amen. And now, praise the Lord. Amen. He is our Savior. Praise the Lord. But one day he'll be our judge. One day he will be our judge. Praise the Lord. And that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen. God, amen, is rich in mercy and love and, amen, and compassion. Amen. Toward them that will call upon him. Amen. All you've got to do is just call upon the Lord. Amen. And trust the Lord. Amen. He's more than able to save. Amen. He's more than able to heal. Amen. He's more than able to do a great and mighty work in your heart and life if you'll just let him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. He's the Bible said he will save to the uttermost them that come unto God by Christ Jesus, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Praise the Lord. He died on Calvary. Amen. And for you and for me. Amen. To give us hope beyond this veil of tears. Praise the Lord. Amen. All we've got to do is just lean upon him. All we've got to do is trust in him. Praise the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. Let God do a work of righteousness in your heart this morning. Amen. I feel like there's somebody here the Lord's dealing with. Amen. And if you'll come, amen, the Lord will save you. I said the Lord will save you just like he saved me. Amen. Just like he saved many others here this morning. Jesus will save you because he loves you. Amen. He loves you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we pray? Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, this morning, God, that you'd search our hearts. Oh, God, search our hearts, Lord. Oh, God, see, Lord. Oh, God, in our hearts, Lord. God, we love you this morning. We're so thankful, God, for your love and mercy and kindness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every saint, amen, praying. Amen. Everyone that knows how to pray, pray. Amen. Let God do a work of righteousness in your heart and life. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're nothing in ourselves. Amen. But God can do a work of righteousness in your heart and life. Oh, hallelujah. God, this morning, in Jesus' wonderful name, I pray, God, Lord, that you'd deal with that heart. Speak to that soul, Lord. Oh, and draw them, God, to the foot of the cross. Thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for the cross and what the cross means to every one of us. Thank you this morning, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Praise the Lord. Is there one hand that will go up and say, pray for me, preacher? Amen. I need the Lord. Amen. I need Jesus as my personal Savior. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Taylor, amen. The service is yours. God bless you.
It's the wonderful name of Jesus. Wonderful name of Jesus. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And then I heard a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. To wash my sins away. And then I heard a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Open the altars and you come. If you haven't settled at all, amen. Glory to God. You know, I believe salvation, like sanctification, is definite, but I believe there can be some progress, amen. Sometimes, you know, we can get before the Lord and, you know, feel a whole lot better. And then we come back and feel a whole lot better yet. And glory to God. And I'm one to tell you that, you know, it's the facts. Amen. Maybe not the feelings, because sometimes you can feel bad when you shouldn't. Amen. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, amen. When you feel the course of life going through your being, amen. Glory to God. There's evidence, hallelujah, that God's at work in our hearts and our lives. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm still praying for God. Amen. I want to be ready for the rapture. I want to be ready if I just go by the other way to the grave. I want to be ready. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I want to make sure that every day my preparation's made. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pull your ticket out and look at it. Make sure you don't miss the hour or the day. Glory to God. One of my sons, Ben, was... he was in Brazil, and he looked at his ticket and thought it said one time, and amen, he And so he went to the airport, what he thought it said, and that was yesterday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he had to get a whole new ticket to get home. Glory to God. You know, don't misread your ticket. Praise God. Make sure you got it all up to date, ready to go. Glory to God, because the Lord's coming. And if he don't come, we're going. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the wonderful word of God this morning. Come on around this altar. Let's have a season of prayer.